To be nobody but yourself in a world that's doing its best to make you somebody else is to fight the hardest battle you're ever going to fight. Never stop fighting. Hello everyone, welcome to the Wicca Shaman Show. Hope everyone is doing fantastic. Today we have a featured guest named Jacob Waldrop. He is a software developer from Oklahoma who says he has lived his entire life with ADHD and found many ways to use it to his advantage and many ways to cope with it. I think this is a great topic and I would love to hear more about it. And if you have ADHD, you will greatly benefit for what he has to say. So let's jump into it.
Hello and thank you to Clayton Shaman for the introduction here. Today we're going to be talking about using ADHD to your advantage. My name's Jacob. The structure we're going to follow here is downsides to ADHD, mitigating those downsides, the upsides, and then using those upsides. You can kind of think of it like strengths and weaknesses. Everybody's got their own strengths and weaknesses in their life, you know, no matter if you have ADHD, if you have anxiety, whatever, if you don't have anything at all. So what we want to tackle first is kind of what are the downsides of ADHD? Well, for me at least, it's different for everybody, but for me, it's the wavering interests and motivation. Like I could be really into a certain topic or maybe even a certain period in history one week and then get all this stuff for it, maybe buy some books, maybe start like some project for it. And then the next week I'm completely uninterested in it. And then you just kind of have to wait until the interest picks back up in it. Procrastination's a big one. I'm sure everybody struggles with this, especially if you went to college, going through school in general. It's just so easy to procrastinate. That's kind of multiplied for ADHD individuals. A low short-term memory. Some people refer to it as working memory, but I don't really like that term because I feel like the working memory works really well with ADHD people. It's the fact that you can't necessarily remember things that you didn't commit to your memory. Like maybe you set your keys down somewhere and it never entered your brain where you set your keys down or even that you did set them down. It's just you look around and they're gone. Emotional dysregulation. This affects some people more than others. This doesn't necessarily affect me a ton, but I know it's a very common symptom. It can be difficult for some people with ADHD to regulate their emotions. Maybe emotions are amplified, more intense, and that can be a good thing and a bad thing, but I have it in downsides here. A big one, huge one that I think would affect everyone is time management. You can need to leave the house by, say, 8:30, and you won't even start getting ready till 8:25. And by the time 8:30 rolls around, well, you forgot to put your shoes on. You forgot to make sure you have water, etc., etc. It can just be difficult to feel how much time is passing at any given moment. That leads us nicely into the next topic, which is mitigating downsides. Now, I don't think this is necessarily the most important portion of this episode, but it is definitely where you should start if you are struggling with your ADHD. So a big one, I know this probably gets touted a lot, especially here on the Wicca Shaman Show, meditation. It is just the ability to live in the present and keep your mind clear and usable when you need to use it is invaluable. Cannot be stressed enough. You guys should be regularly meditating. It can be difficult at first, but it helps with a lot of this, like emotional dysregulation, kind of helps with your time management. It just helps you not be worried about what's going to happen and just let things happen. The second one, this one's huge for me, fidget toys. I have a little cube here. You might be able to hear me messing with it, but it's just a folding cube I keep in my hand, and then when I'm concentrating on something, when I'm doing something, I just move it around in my hand, and that keeps my body occupied, so my mind is free to focus on whatever I'm trying to focus on. Big one here, exercise. I know I don't do this enough. I know you guys probably don't. It's just pretty important to get into a habit, and it helps regulate your energy. I'd say that's the biggest upside to that, because I know that I, and probably a lot of other people who have ADHD, can have a lot of excess energy, and this just helps channel it into something useful and keep your mind from running so fast all the time. A big one here is to-do lists. My life runs on to-do lists. I have a to-do list for everything. When I'm at work, I keep a to-do list. When I'm at home, I keep a to-do list of things I need to do around the house. What can help with this, because I never really stick to a certain app, or sometimes I use a notebook. The biggest thing I find that helps is a whiteboard. And in general, whiteboards are useful. You can just write whatever you want. If you're trying to get some ideas down, you can just get them down on something real fast. Helps you keep to-do lists, lets you erase it, lets you change it as things change. And time blocking, this one's kind of big. It takes a little bit of commitment, but this got me through college. I would plan my entire day. So Monday through Saturday, I would take Sunday off. I wouldn't plan Sunday, and I would generally just let that be my free day. But I would, from 9 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night, I would have every single hour booked for something. Now, some of those hours were like free hours, like I could do whatever I want. I would maybe, and I could change this throughout the week as I needed to. Like if something came up I needed to do on Tuesday, then okay, I could take away one of the free hours I had and slot in whatever I need. So by default, everything you have is a free hour. And then you're able to put in things that you need to. And so let's say 11 to 2, I need to study. I could put in 11 to 2 that I'm studying. And then when I'm looking at the calendar, I just use that as an idea of what I need to do instead of trying to keep track of everything in my mind. And that really helped me. I mean, that got me through college right there. The last one here is routines and habits. Really, none of this works if it's not a routine or a habit. That is the easiest way. You're not going to be able to force yourself to do something every day. You're not going to be able to do something you don't want to do every day unless it's just something that you do without thinking. The mental energy it takes to think about what you're doing every step of the day is going to tire you out and make you not commit to things. What's important is making sure that you're doing these things without thinking, and that just takes time and repetition. Now we get to the fun part. This next topic is the upsides of ADHD. I mean, I know it can be something that people like me struggle with a lot of times, and especially our teens. My teens were huge for struggling because I was trying to figure out, obviously, how to be a person, and then how to be a person in my body, which was important. And then I've just developed these strategies, like the whole mitigating the downsides I've went over. This is all stuff I've tried, and the stuff I told you guys was the stuff that worked. And so the upsides here, these are the fun parts. I know I put wavering motivation in the downside, but honestly, I consider that an upside because I'm able to have multiple projects going. Like, let's say I have a programming project going on. I might be able to work on that for a week and really dive into it, and then, you know, just enjoying this whole process for a week straight, and then not be interested anymore. And then, but maybe next time I am, I've already done all this work on it. And it just always keeps you busy, always keeps you finding new hobbies, learning new things. This is a huge upside, I think. Even though it's also on the downside, it just depends on how you use it. Another upside is the intense hyperfocus you can get. I know that kind of flow states and hyperfocus is something that all people experience, but I think with ADHD, this can be weaponized, and it happens more frequently, but it's more difficult to control. And then the last upside I give is what I call superhero creativity. If you guys aren't doing any creative endeavors, whether it's podcasting, I do music, so does Clayton Shaman, you know, the Wicca Shaman host. There's painting, whatever you want it to be, use your creativity. It gives you a huge outlet to be able to kind of flex your strengths. The last topic I have for you guys is using your upsides to your advantage. So the first one, I mean, I kind of touched on this when I explained the wavering motivation, why it was an upside and a downside. You want to switch between like 3 or 4 productive things at a time. If you have maybe a woodworking project you've been working on. Maybe you've been wanting to learn how to code. Maybe you've been researching how to make YouTube videos. I mean, it could be anything you want. Pick three or four of these. Dive into one and just let your interest fall off naturally when it does. So maybe you spent 2 weeks setting up a whole Twitch streaming setup and you want to start Twitch streaming, and then after a couple weeks you're not really interested anymore. That's okay. You go on to the next thing. Now you're researching YouTube. Now you're researching how to edit videos. Maybe you're researching how to code. Whatever it is, you go to the next thing. And then when you get to like your third or fourth thing, you get bored of that, go back to the first one. Go back to your Twitch streaming. And that way you're able to keep your like intense motivation on one thing. You're able to keep it flowing between things, so eventually all four of these things will get done. And I touched on this as well, but find something that uses your creativity. Like seriously, guys, this is huge. You want to do something artistic. Well, I mean, it can be anything. Like, if an activity gives you a creative outlet, you need to find which one of these speaks to you. A huge one for me, using the upside's background music. I know this is kind of weird, but background music can really help me keep focused on something. And that combined with like kind of a fidget toy that I put in mitigating downsides, that can really help keep every part of you occupied onto whatever problem you're trying to solve or whatever endeavor you're researching, whatever hobby you're doing, really whatever it is. If you're studying, just some sort of, I use lyricless background music, no lyrics. I pull a lot of video game songs, just all kinds of music. Just build a playlist up and use this. It also kind of helps put your brain into like productivity mode when it hears that playlist playing. So try to stick to the same stuff if you can, just make it as big as you want. The last one I have here is gonna sound awesome, but get married. Like, I mean, seriously. And I don't mean like go find a random person, marry them, rush into a relationship, whatever. I just mean find a partner. This is more advice for when you're looking for a partner. Find someone who complements your downsides and your upsides. So like, for example, my beautiful wife, she helps me keep track of things. Like, I forget things, I lose things a lot. So she's kind of someone that I can count on to remember those things when I know I won't. And then I have my own set of strengths that she might not have, that might be weaknesses for her, that help ground her. And I mean, you guys are a team, and it just helps so much having a teammate step in for your weaknesses. And that's really everything I have here. I mean, I really encourage you guys to try to go through these, listen again, write these down, figure out which ones of these work for you. Not all of them will work for you. These are the ones that work for me. I don't even necessarily do all those, but I have done all of these at some point, and they have all worked for me when I've done them. So, I mean, focus on mitigating the downsides first. Like, make sure your life's in order, make sure things are at least steady and comfortable, and then go put those upsides to work. Like, go out there and find your niche, find your strength, and apply it, and then you can go further than you can be if you do not have ADHD, as long as you're managing your downsides and upsides properly. Thanks for listening, guys. Back to Wicca Shaman.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. If you like the show, follow us on Instagram at The Wicca Shaman and share it with your friends. Always 15 minutes or less, interesting topics, and let's learn together. We will see you next time. Peace.